Okay, we'll bring the Mining Outdoor Recreation Committee to order. We now have a quorum. Representative Lewick, would you move the minutes? All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. Representative Wagenius, welcome to the committee. We're going to try to keep, we've got a lot of bills to get through, members, so we're going to try to keep things as short as we possibly can. Each and every bill will be considered, and we're going to move them all to the Environment Finance Committee. So, Representative Wagenius, please proceed. The chair will move House File 2894 to be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Environment Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. This is a proposal for bonding dollars for the Minnesota Valley State Trail and the Bloomington section. And your first question to me should be, you're a Minneapolis and Richfield legislator. Why are you proposing to fund the Bloomington section of the Minnesota Valley State Trail? And I want to tell you about that.
As long as it's short, Representative Wagenius, we've got a lot of bills to get through, and you got 2 minutes on your bill.
Okay.
Including your testifiers.
I'm going to do it all for you. Thank you. One of the things that we've had trouble with in the past is we've had lots of pieces of rail, and they have not been connected. And for those of us in Minneapolis and Richfield, that's meant that we can't get out to the DNR trails. You can if you go north. There is a gateway going up to Duluth, but there's no similar gateway going south. But last year, the Three Rivers Park Group built a trail through from Lake Tacomas, very popular trail that now goes through across Highway 62 through Richfield and is destined to go through Bloomington to catch up to the Minnesota Valley State Trail. That trail has been on the books for years, going from Fort Snelling out to Le Sueur. I think far-thinking people believe it should go out way beyond Le Sueur all the way up the Minnesota River. What I want to do is just to say when folks come to Minnesota and want to enjoy the outdoors and we advertise it, it's just not to go north, but to go south. We have two major rivers along the Mississippi and the Minnesota. So come to Minnesota, enjoy our great outdoors. And it's both north and south. I just want to draw your particular attention to, and I do have a handout for the committee, I want to draw your particular attention to the part that goes to Fort Snelling, and that is the connection part. We have a page that goes to Fort Snelling, and there's a map on the back that you all can view. Right now, you probably know that Fort Snelling itself, the historical fort, was cut in half by a highway. And because of that, it's extremely difficult to get to by trail and even by walking. In the last couple of years, I've worked hard on what's called the upper bluffs and that part of the Minnesota, the Fort Snelling section, to put trails in there, both for biking and walking. We still can't connect the old Fort Snelling, or the two parts of old Fort Snelling. And so I just draw your attention to long-term planning. That's where I want to go.
Very good.
Any
thank
questions?
You. Questions, members? Okay, thank you. The chair renews his motion that House File 2894 be re-referred to the Committee on Environment Finance. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Wills. The chair will move House File 2653, and we're going to move that to the Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance Committee. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 2653 requests $2.2 million in state bonding, and we also have $2.5 million of non-state local match to go along with that. And the project is in Rosemount in my district and completes the final gap in the Mississippi River Regional Trail connecting St. Paul to Hastings. And it's a project that Dakota County and Union Pacific Railroad have been working together on for 3 years to get this done. It's essentially a very important project for safety improvements for hikers, bikers, and commuters who are using that trail so that they will not be crossing dangerous railroad tracks in that area. And today I have Dakota County Commissioner Nancy Schuweiler here to just give a little bit more detail.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please state your name for the record.
Nancy Schuweiler. I'm a Dakota County Commissioner. On behalf of the Dakota County Board of Commissioners, I'd like to thank you for your consideration of House File 2653, requesting $2.2 million of state bonding, leveraging an equal non-state match of $2.5 million. These funds construct two grade separated crossings on Union Pacific Railroad property, resulting in the safe use and completion of the Mississippi River's regional trail from St. Paul to Hastings. In terms of state significance, the project is affiliated with the state-designated Mississippi River Trail, the Mississippi River National Recreation Area, the National Mississippi River Trail, and the Metropolitan Regional Park System. The location is has to do with the state greater and metro regional parks effort to construct a trail along the Great Mississippi River. There's good news in Dakota County. All of the 27-mile-long Mississippi River's regional trail is either open for public use, under construction, or funded for construction in the next couple of years, with the one exception, and that is the short 1.7-mile gap in Rosemount that can be completed in 2017 with your support of this bonding request. The completion of the Mississippi River's regional trail in Dakota County serves as a backbone to a broader trail system and provides connectivity to St. Paul, Minneapolis, and the state. There's a reason this is the only remaining gap in the trail. The project goes through an industrial area of the river. There was no natural sweet spot for the trail alignment. The North Riverfront is consumed by fertilizer storage and barge loading station that cannot allow public use due to public safety and security reasons. The adjacent road has steep and narrow boulevards unable to support a separated trail, and an on-road bike route contends with the high semi-truck traffic, driveways, and two at-grade active railroad crossings. South of the road are three sets of active railroad tracks on Union Pacific Railroad property. This confluence of rail and truck traffic combined with at-grade pedestrian and bicycle traffic create an untenable public safety condition. But there's good news. After 3 years of negotiation and numerous alignment options, Union Pacific Railroad and Dakota County have found a mutually agreeable and safe alignment that places the trail on the railroad property and separates trail users via two grade separated crossings of the tracks and strategically places fences to assure public safety. Union Pacific is also agreeable to providing an easement for the construction, use, and maintenance of the trail. There is urgency with this request. Union Pacific Railroad is agreeable now, and it is important to advance the project now. Dakota County has advanced the design and engineering to be responsive to this opportunity, and the county is prepared to construct the trail and safety improvements in 2017, subject to this state bonding. The bonding provides the funding gap and leverages $2.5 million of non-state funding. Thank you, Chair Hackbarth, and members of the committee for your consideration. There was a map and handout in your packet, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for your testimony. Members, any questions? Any further testimony? Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Chair will renew his motion that House File 2653 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Finance, and Policy. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. It's on its way. Members, also in your folders, we have a committee memorandum you might want to take a look at where you can check off the recommendations that we're going to make to the bonding committee. So if you could look at that and turn those into Stephanie, we're taking kind of a poll on the ones that you prefer to see get done in the bonding committee. I would recommend that there's one on there for the chair that I'd like to see done. Let's see. What's next? Representative Norris. Chair will move House File 2852. Recommended pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. Members, these bills will go to the Environment Finance Committee and then will be moved on to the Bonding Committee with or without recommendation from there. So, welcome to the committee, Representative Norris. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize for eating while testifying, but it's it's one of your committee members that...
Perfectly allowable here, especially when it's venison and deer sausage.
Mr. Chair, House File 2852 provides $2.5 million for two grant programs administered by the DNR. And in the interest of time, I'd like to turn the testimony over to Laird Mork, who can tell you more, and we'll do it in 3-4 minutes.
Very good. Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
My name is Laird Mork. I work with Chisago County Parks Department, and I'm here on behalf of the Greater Minnesota Parks and Trails Group today, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. We're asking you to support House File 2852, which would provide $2.5 million each to two statewide DNR grant programs that have provided matching funds for counties, cities, and townships across the state since the 1960s. Every county in the state and hundreds of cities and townships have benefited greatly from these programs. The Legacy Fund has been a boon to the state, but the funds are limited and they don't cover many of the important projects that we have around the state. These two grant programs provide money where the Legacy Amendment doesn't. For example, the Trails Connection Program helps build connections between cities and existing regional or state trails, making them more usable for the populations. The Outdoor Rec Grant Program helps acquire and develop and redevelop park and recreation areas throughout its history, has had a statewide reach. It's an important program for us. We are making the request because the demand and the need is higher than the funding, and the funds are not available. These programs have received funds from a variety of sources in the past, including bonding money and federal money, but these sources are drying up. In 2017, only $800,000 is available for the Trails Connection Program and less than $400,000 for the Outdoor Recreation Grants Program. Last year, only 16% of the trail connection requests were funded and only 24% of the outdoor recreation requests were funded. These numbers are probably low because people are not applying. The money is just not there anymore, so they're looking in other places. But awarding $2.5 million to each of these programs would be a boon throughout the state and makes a big difference when we approach city councils and county boards to encourage them to do a project. It makes a huge difference. As you'll hear throughout the hearing, the parks and trails are not just amenities, but they are essential to our communities for economic development and the well-being of the people that live out there. Please bring bonding money back to these programs. Appreciate that.
Representative Norris, anything further?
Thank you.
No, I believe that covers it pretty well. And there was a handout. I'm not sure if it was handed out or not, but if not, okay. All right. Read it in your leisure, and thank you very much.
Any questions we'll be available for?
Any questions, members? The chair renews his motion that House File 2852 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. The bill's on its way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Representative Pearson. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We're trying to keep things, got started a little bit late. We didn't have a quorum right away, so I just want to caution everybody that's going to be coming up that we really got to start moving because we've got so many bills to get through. So, Representative Pearson, the chair will move House File 2863, be recommended to pass, and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources Policy and Finance.
Thank
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Representative Nels Pearson, cover Olmsted County, and looking at actually the trail network system that's in southeastern Minnesota. And when I actually started in the real estate business back in 2009, I had a listing that this specific property or this specific trail would have been going through an outlot. And when I was marketing this property, I kept telling people, you know, you're going to have a horse trail that eventually will connect you all the way from Rochester all the way to Whitewater State Park and some of the trails that have now expanded even further and beyond and to some amazing state and regional parks in the area. And I think it's just an interesting thing that this specific project has never been fully funded, and that was obviously many long years ago. So that's my insight on this specific trail. I think it's a great asset to connect folks in Greg David's district to all the way to Rochester and beyond. So with that, I'll let my testifiers speak.
Very good. Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
Jeff St. Maine. I'm with the Chester Woods State Trail Group Committee. We have a map that is being handed out right now. I'd like to just briefly explain about the map. On the left side, you can see where in the dark line there's a indicates Douglas State Trail, existing State Trail. And there's a gray line that shows part of the 107 miles of Rochester's city parks. In the small oval is the section that we're working on right now, and we've been working on this trail for over 20 years, but last year is the first time that we actually broke ground. We did 1.4 miles in the gray area, the dotted gray area, that was put in place to put a retaining wall in and to put subgrade and culverts in. That took us, that's right basically in the middle. What we'd like to do now is to go ahead and finish putting in the rest of the culverts, the two bridges that go over a creek. There's, and that's a total of 5 miles, so it's the rest of that miles to go to the front of this our county park. It's a 1,300 acre county park that will connect to Rochester and in the upper Pine Island, Douglas Trail. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, if you were to say, please state your name for the record.
Yes, my name is Wes Bussell, Chester Woods Regional Trail System, City of Eola. Specifically, this funding will finish the construction and paving of 5 miles of a 10-mile gap linking the greater Douglas State Trail, 13 miles, 105 miles of City Rochester trails through the 1,300-acre Chester Woods Park and onto the Great River Ridge trails of 15 miles. The DNR has verbal commitments from the landowners of the remaining 5 miles for purchase options. The recently installed roundabout authorized and paid for by the state on Highway 14 contains trail connections that save $5.5 million in two bridges. The trail system will go through the roundabout. Senator Carla Nelson, Dave St. John have sponsored companion bills in the Senate. The Rochester connection to the west is scheduled for 2017. This funding will connect communities, promote small town economics, encourage wellness and exercise for all. The walking and biking path of this completion of this 5 miles will allow people to walk and bike to a 13-acre regional park. When completed, there will be a connection of a total 147 miles walking and biking. Thank you very much for your time. And I noticed the venison go around. If you come down and get on our trails, you can bike to a great venison shop in the city of Eola. It makes homemade venison sausage smell very good up in the audience. So.
Thank you. Questions, members? Representative Ryu Russo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick, I just got the answer to this question. That's a bike and pedestrian trail. But to save us from asking every bill, could the presenters please be sure to mention whether it's a bike, pedestrian, horseback, ATV, yeah, you know, whatever
it's a trail. Hiking, biking, and partial horse trail.
Mm-hmm. And I do have a question about that. How many miles of horse trail is there?
Right now, there's probably about 4 miles planned, but it is in our second phase between Eota and Chester Woods Park. The first phase, they aren't allowed in the property that's been acquired.
Okay. Be a total of about 9 when it's done.
All connected.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Representative Considine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was wondering if we could get like a map that showed, because we've talked about snowmobile trails, ATV trails. There's been a number of trails that have come before this committee. I'm wondering if we can get a map that shows that, the biking trails all together. These are actually some of the first ones I've seen that are from southern Minnesota, which would be nice.
So, I don't know if anybody can put that together, but it'd be nice.
I bet Janelle can.
I'd agree.
She's amazing.
Okay. The chair will renew his motion that House File 2863 be recommended to pass and refer to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. Bill's
thank
on
you,
play.
Chair and Committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Representative Davids. Representative Davids is going to have two bills. The chair will move House File 2920. Is that the one you'd like to take first, Representative Davids?
Mr. Chairman.
House File 2920.
Yes, sir.
Chair will move House File 2920 and bring it before the committee with the recommendation that we pass it and re-refer it to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got a map for Representative Considine and others. Page
can pass them up.
On 2920. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members. You'll get a very nice brochure here that does have a map on a description. It is a pedestrian and bike trail. This is Harmony is currently connected in the trail system in southeastern Minnesota. In fact, I was in this very room, I think, in 1993 or 4 when Tom Ostoff was the chairman and started chewing me out because he said, you've got so many trails authorized in southeastern Minnesota. And that's true. We've got the Bluff Country Trail Authorization, Root River Trail Authorization, and Harmony. The city of Harmony is in the trail system currently. What House File 2920 does, it appropriates $1.5 million to go from Harmony to the Iowa border. And I'm very, very excited about this project because it goes by Niagara Cave in Fillmore County, and then it goes down to the Iowa border. And the Iowa folks are looking at coming up from Cresco, Iowa, and they have quite a trail system down there from Cresco, Iowa, to hit Minnesota. So this trail... the previous trail Representative Pearson has is one that I worked on for many, many years. I hope he can finally get it accomplished. That Chester Woods is a great trail system. But what this does, this hooks us into the state of Iowa, and from Iowa you can go anywhere, so I'm going to call it an international trail system. What I'd like to do, though, is I have several folks here from Harmony and two that are here to testify briefly. One is Andy Batstone, who's a CPA in town, and then Vicki, you're a CPA too, aren't you? You know what CPA means? They're really, really smart, is what that means. So House File 2920, $1.5 million, and I'd like to turn it over to the two testifiers.
What kind of trail are we talking about? Hiking, biking?
Biking and hiking. No okay. Motorized vehicles on this one. That's already in statute for the Root River Trail System.
Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
Mr. Chair, my name is Andy Batstone. I represent the EDA of Harmony and the Chamber of Commerce of Harmony as well. And here we have Vicki Tribbett. She's a CPA and town chair of our trail committee. Mark Bishop, he is from Niagara Cave. Kerry Kingsley here from Kingsley Mercantile. And Chris Giesen, who helps us with our EDA. First, I want to thank you for your time, the committee for its time, and thank Representative for introducing the bill to provide $1.5 million. To help with the Southeast Minnesota State Line Trail, which extends the trail from the city of Harmony, as Representative David said, to the Iowa border, and it stops by Niagara Cave as well, which is one of the prime tourist attractions in Fillmore County. The present trail system in Fillmore and Houston counties is about a 60-mile long trail system that runs from Houston in the east all the way to Fountain in the west, and then from Eisenhower's Junction, which is about 6 miles west of east of Fountain, down to Harmony in the south. That's about an 18-mile stretch. Goes through Preston down to Harmony, so you can sort of get that picture. Our proposed extension is to do a 6-mile trail running from the Harmony border with access to Niagara Cave. Like I said earlier, the region's premier natural feature and significant tourist destination in Fillmore County. And we anticipate that Howard and Winneshiek counties in Iowa will join their trail system up with ours. This will eventually create a 120-mile-long trail system throughout southeastern Minnesota and northeastern Iowa, spanning both the Root River and the Upper Iowa River watersheds. The activities included on this trail including biking, inline skating, hiking, cross-country skiing, and lots of access to for fishing the fabulous brown trout we have in the area. The present status of the trail, we have all the landowners on board with signed option contracts to allow the purchase of their land in the future.
Let's wrap it up.
The EDA has helped finance this, and we also have a lot of support from Minnesota Parks and Trails Council, Howard and Winneshiek County, and that sort of thing. Some of the benefits of the trail are obviously increasing the economic activity and quality of life, health effects, and we'd request that you guys move this bill forward. Thanks for your time. Any questions?
Thank you. Representative Russo.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I just want to say I can attest to this. It's terrific biking down there, and it brings people into the area.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Okay, anything further? Any other questions? The chair would renew his motion that House File 2920 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. The bill is passed on to Environment Finance. Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members.
The chair would move House File 2922 to bring before the committee, and we're going to move that to the Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance Committee. The chair will also move the DE1 amendment to get the bill in the shape that the author would like. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted.
And thank you very much.
Representative Davis.
Mr. Chair, members, this segment of the trail goes from the city of Preston to Carimona. The DE1 amendment goes to Carimona. There are some issues going further west to the park that haven't been resolved yet, but all the land is owned here. The bridges are in. It's ready to go. Both the Harmony project and this project are shovel ready. I've been doing trails since 1991, and one demand, if you will, that I have is that you have signed options, not maybe would have, could have, should have. You have signed options, or you own the land and we're ready to go. So I would not bring a bill before this committee without that being the case. And so just as in the previous case, actually, this land is actually owned already and the bridges are in ready to go. So I would stand for questions.
Representative Davis, all those trails that you got done, I trust that you've jogged every one of them.
Mr. Chairman, just so you know, your trail bill is the top of my list, and I thought about jogging once, but I got over it.
Any further discussion, members? The chair renews his motion that House File 2922 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Environment, Policy, and Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails. The bill's on its way to Environment, Policy, and
Thank
Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Thank you.
Okay, House File 2949, Gruenhagen. The chair will move House File 2949 to bring it before the committee. Be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Policy, and Finance. Representative Gruenhagen, we're trying to move things quickly.
Yep.
And please proceed.
Inform my testifier to be brief. And this bill, what it does is it is a trails bill. It's just a 1.9 miles. So it's only 1.9 miles, but it's critical to the area. It ties in to the Carver County Trail System as well as the McLeod County. The local people have raised funds in support of this. The entire surrounding area is supportive of it. And I think it would be a great thing if the committee supported it. With that, I'll introduce my testifier.
Sure. Please state your name and who you represent.
Chairman Hackworth and members of the committee, my name is Adam Burkles, and I represent the City of Lesser Prairie as a community development coordinator. On behalf of the City of Lesser Prairie and its 1,700 residents, I would like to thank Chairman Hackworth and the Mining Outdoor Recreation Policy Committee for the opportunity to present this project. As Glenn stated, currently the Dakota Trail is a 25-mile stretch of bike and pedestrian trail that runs from Wayzata to the Carver County line, which is approximately 1 mile outside of the city of Lester Prairie. This ending point is at a point that prohibits access for any trail users from McLeod County or Lester Prairie, per se. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. In early 2015, the Lester Prairie City Council commissioned a trail committee to raise funds to make improvements to the Dakota Trail. The trail committee, as Glenn stated, raised $27,783 of private funds, and these funds were used to widen the current trail bed, clear brush, and put gravel down. So we have a crude base right now to connect to the Dakota line in Carver County. Unfortunately, the city of Lester Prairie does not have the fiscal capabilities to provide the required funding for enhancement of completion of this project. We're looking for the bill that Representative Grunhagen and Erdahl have authored would allow the city to enhance the project so it's similar to the 25-mile stretch to Carver and Hennepin counties. It's the city's goal that if we receive this funding, that we will take care of maintaining the trail in the future. That would be our responsibility. We understand that we're just looking for this upfront help, per se, for this area. This trail project has great regional significance because it will not only give us access in Lester Prairie, but the whole McLeod County area, as Glenn stated. Parks and Trails Council of Minnesota, as well as the cities of Hutchinson, Silver Lake, Winsted, and McLeod County have also given their support for this project. This shows the regional significance of the project. When the project is completed, McLeod County will then be connected to the 25 miles of the Dakota Trail in Hennepin and Carver counties. Like I said, once the grand scheme from McLeod County is to connect this trail all the way to Hutchinson, and once that's done, that will make the one of the largest continuous loops of trails in the upper Midwest. So that will help create a real regional significance in rural Minnesota that we're lacking right now. It would be very important for the city of Lester Prairie. So the city of Lester Prairie is asking for your help in providing an opportunity for this area to receive the health, recreational, and economic benefits that trails have been proven to provide. Thank you for your consideration. And do you have any questions?
Thank you. Representative Grunhagen?
Just one quick question or comment. This is a bipartisan trail. We let anybody from any political persuasion use the trail.
Okay. I'd like to know what kind of trail it is. I mean, is it a motorized trail?
There's one stretch of snowmobile usage allowed on it, but mainly a bike and pedestrian. But there is a mile stretch through Lester Prairie where snowmobiles are on the trail.
Okay, very good. Any further questions? Any discussion? Okay, the chair removes his motion that House File 2949 be recommended to pass or be re-referred to the Committee on Environment Policy and Finance. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. The bill's on its way to Environment Finance.
Thank you, members.
Thank you.
Representative Tice. Welcome to the committee. Chair will move House File 2962 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources Policy and Finance. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is actually the second last leg of the Wobegon Trail. The Wobegon Trail has begun in St. Joseph and went towards the west. If you bike it, you go through Avon, Albany, and I'm not doing them in order, so don't check any maps later. But eventually you go up to Sauk Center and further up. It connects to the trails that goes through Alexandria and actually up to Fergus Falls and on. So what we're trying to do is finish the leg that's going to go to the east. And right now the bill that I've got in is to connect it from St. Joseph to Waite Park. And once we get that done and they're in the final negotiations of getting rail right away, and that's really hard to say today, but eventually it'll end up by the Mississippi River where it will connect to another trail system as well. So Wobegon's been around for quite a few years. It's a bicycle and pedestrian trail. You'll see rollerbladers out there as well. But we are just really excited to get the second last leg done so that we can bring it to the Mississippi next.
Any questions, members? Seeing none, the chair renews his motion that House File 2962 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. It's on its way to represent McNamara's committee.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being short. Representative Lewick, House File 3111. Representative Lewick moves House File 3111 and recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment Policy and Finance. Representative Lewick, do you have testifiers?
No, I don't. I'll keep it real brief, Mr. Chairman. This is a $1.5 million bonding request with a 10% match from non-state sources. The trail system would connect to what's called the Northwoods Trail, which is a substantial ATV trail system, but also multi-use trail system. It would involve adding about 58 miles total. The vast majority of this trail is literally in place, abandoned township roads, logging roads, those types of things through six different townships in our area. One of the reasons this is before you is specifically because this whole system would be on the very east and north side of Mille Lacs Lake, and it's our desire to push this up in the queue because it would bring some much-needed economic diversity to that side of the lake. It would allow those resorts on the north and the east side of the lake to attract a lot more folks with ATVs. They could jump off and literally enter north central Minnesota's entire ATV trail system with that. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Any discussion? Any further discussion? Representative Lewick moves, renews his motion that House File 3111 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion prevails and bill is on its way to Environment and Finance. Okay, is Representative Howe here? Representative Howe. What's that?
I can do it.
Okay. Come on down. The chairman will move House File 3120, recommended to pass, and be re-referred on to the Committee on Environment, Policy, and Finance. Here he comes now. We moved your bill. You got 2 minutes, including the time you were late. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. We're here to discuss the Ricori Trail, House File
3120. Look.
3120. This is a trail that's been very important to the area. It's actually another step in connecting the Ricori Trail and the Glacier Trail to actually it will eventually connect to the Wobegon Trail and the I can't remember what St. Cloud's Trail is, but we've got this is kind of the final step for us to get this thing completed. So. At that, I'll turn it over to the testifiers.
Very good. Please state your name and who you represent.
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Martin Bodie. I'm the city administrator for Rockville and also the executive director of the Ricori Trail Construction Board. Those titles sound really important, but my job is to bring pencils, paper, and the donuts to the meeting. With me, I have Pete Weber, the chairman of the Ricori Trail Construction Board, and as chair, he has asked me to do the testifying. And let me start off by saying for a small southern town, our boy from the dairy farm, it never gets old coming to the Capitol. So I want to thank you for allowing me to be here. And with that, let me start off by saying thank you to your support of Phase 1. Phase 1 of the Ricori Trail took us from Cold Spring to Richmond and then also connected us to the state's Glacier Lakes Trail. And Phase 2 will connect Richmond, Cold Spring to the city of Rockville. And that has been the dream of the Ricori Trail Construction Board for many, many years. And so we're excited to be here, and we're excited for your support, and I give you thanks for that support. And if you have any questions, Mr. Chair, I'll take them.
Okay. Representative Hertoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Howe, how many miles?
It's approximately, Ricori Trail, when completed, will be approximately 10 miles. And then it connects to the Glacier Lakes Trail, which is currently 4 miles long. That's completed, and that Glacier Lakes Trail will then connect to the east side of Painesville, which will then take us to Wilmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. More specifically, the $1.5 million. How many miles does that build?
That is approximately 4 miles.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? The chair will renew his motion that House File 3120 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. The bill is on its way to the Finance Committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you,
good job. Let's see. Representative Eklund, you're next. Members, you might see that Representative Baker's bill was next on the agenda, but he's testifying on another bill somewhere else, so we'll jump ahead. Representative Eklund moves House File 2758 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, you know, some cookies went around since I screwed up last week and didn't bring any, so I'm trying to make up for it. And
thank you very much.
Here's good dessert with the venison sauce.
Appreciate the treats.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Chairman, House File 2758 is a water access facility grant for Grand Marais. We're asking for $1.05 million for that. And I brought, I'll be short and sweet on it, but I brought Judy Erickson to testify to the particulars on this. So
very good. Welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. My name is Judy Erickson, and I represent the Cook County Chamber of Commerce. And this proposal is for the development of the Parkside public water access in the city of Grand Marais. The city has been working with the DNR for a number of years on improvements to the water access, and the project is now ready to go, and it's fully designed, and construction can begin with the funding of this bill. It will greatly improve the harbor and the safety in the Grand Marais area. Thank you.
Very good. Any further testimony? Something on that one? Okay.
No, Mr. Chair.
Questions, members? Okay, Representative Eklund renews his motion that House File 2758 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. It's on its way. Thank you. Good job testifying. Representative Eklund, you have another bill. Representative Eklund moves House File 2759 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 2759 is the Gitche-Gamie Trail extension. It's two parts. We're asking for $3.13 million. And the first section would connect Grand Marais to the cut face wayside. And the second section would runs through the town of Tofte. And if anybody's been on the North Shore, that part is especially critical. It's the bikes are coming out on the road, and 61 is pretty narrow anyway. So. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll let Judy testify to the rest of the specifics of it.
Once again, please state your name for the record.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, members. My name is Judy Erickson, and I represent the Cook County Chamber of Commerce and the Gitche-Gamie Trail Association. Representative Eklund did a good job in describing the project. This project is ready to go. It's engineered and designed, and the construction can begin from the Grand Marais to the Cutface Wayside. In the Tofte section, there are federal funds that need to be matched. And that is why we are bringing this forward, and be happy to answer any questions. And Mr. Chair, members, it is a paved bike trail, as you all know, on the North Shore. So,
questions, members? Seeing none, Representative Eklund renews his motion that House File 2759 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, motion prevails. The bill's on its way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Good job. I like quick. Representative Mason. The chair will move House File 2773 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. Please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Hackbarth, and members of the committee. The bill, House File 2773, requests $2.25 million of state funding. And this will leverage a non-state local match of $2.5 million. This project will complete the remaining trail between Burnsville and St. Paul on the Minnesota River Regional Greenway. And Dakota County Commissioner Nancy Schauweiler is here to give you some details.
Very good. Please state your name for the record.
I'm Commissioner Nancy Schauweiler. I represent the Dakota County Board of Commissioners. This is a bike and pedestrian trail, and there's a handout in your packet. On behalf of the Dakota County Board of Commissioners, I'd like to thank you for your consideration of House File 2773. As Representative Mason said, it's requesting $2.25 million of state bonding, leveraging a non-state match of $2.5 million. These funds will construct 3.2 miles of regional greenway trail, completing a critical gap and providing year-round recreation and interpretation of the Minnesota River Regional Greenway. In terms of state significance, the project is part of the Metropolitan Regional Park System, connects to Fort Snelling State Park and the Mississippi and Minnesota River State Trail routes. The location is when you're heading north on Cedar Avenue, crossing the Minnesota River towards the Mall of America. The Greenway is on the south side of the river, connecting from Cedar Avenue downstream to Fort Snelling State Park. The project connects the three most populated counties in Minnesota, providing connectivity crossing Cedar Avenue to Minneapolis via the Nokomis Minnesota River Regional Greenway to the Grand Rounds. Second, to St. Paul via the Mississippi River Regional Trail to Lilydale and Harriet Island Regional Parks. And it provides key connections to Fort Snelling State Park and the Minnesota Valley National Wildlife Refuge. In addition, the trail provides one of the few critical links to Dakota County south of the river. For generations, our state's river has acted and continues to be a vital place and a powerful natural landmark. The Minnesota River Greenway has a vision of public access, recreation, natural resource enhancement, and non-motorized transportation for this great river. There's good news, except for this 3.7-mile gap, the Minnesota River Regional Trail from Burnsville to St. Paul is either open for public use, under construction, or funded for the future for future construction. Closing the gap provides convenient year-round public access to recreate and interpret the rich heritage of the river. The project provides connectivity to a broader recreation and transportation trail network. The project uses best management practices, restoring natural resources, and protecting water quality. The project is ready to implement. Dakota County has completed the preliminary design in partnership with Fort Snelling State Park and the Minnesota Valley National Wildlife Refuge. The trail is on public land, so no acquisition is needed, and the county is prepared to begin construction in 2017, subject to this state bonding. The bonding provides the funding gap and leverages equal non-state funding. Thank you, Chair Hackbarth, and members of the committee for your consideration to House File 2773, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, members? Seeing no questions, the Chair renews his motion that House File 2773 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. The bill is on its way to the Finance Committee.
Thank you for your testimony.
Representative Marquardt. The Chair will move House File 2782, be recommended pass, and be re-referred to the Environment Finance Committee. Please proceed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I like your pace, and I was just wondering if you can chair more than one committee in this body.
I'd love to. I've got a few in mind.
Well, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, thank you so much for hearing House File 2782. And what this is, it would be appropriate $3.5 million to a part of the Heartland Trail, about a little over 7 mile stretch between Frazee and the City of Detroit Lakes in Becker County. About $200,000 of that amount would also go for some pre-design for a stretch from Hawley to Moorhead, which is probably around 20 miles. This was actually appropriated $2.7 million in 2014. The cost due to having some problems getting right-of-way from the railroad and also some erosion concerns around Acorn Lake, which is on a map that's provided, has kind of upped the cost at this point. There are no state parks in this area, so this is really big to get this there. It is big for tourism. It'd be used year-round, snowmobiling, walking, biking. And also, last point I want to make is that already about $500,000, about $500,000 have been committed from local units of government for this project, but there's tons of enthusiasm on this. So with that being said, I have here Brad Green, who has traveled down. He's the Public Works Director from the City of Detroit Lakes. Mr. Green?
Yeah, thank
Please
you.
Please state your name for the record.
I'm Brad Green, a Public Works Director of the City of Detroit Lakes, and I also represent three counties, Becker, Clay, and Hubbard, 11 cities from Park Rapids through Moorhead, 8 bike and snowmobile organizations and three chambers are also part of this group, and we've worked diligently on putting this together. We used to be the only part of the state without a state trail, and I'm proud to say we now have 2.5 miles of that built with a tunnel under the four-lane state Highway 10, which will accumulate or will accommodate a snowmobile groomer. So they have been very diligent. It is a multi-use trail. And it already is being used by walkers and snowmobilers crossing that highway safely, both sides to reach the city of Detroit Lakes. It's a really important connection between Frazee and Detroit Lakes. And as Representative Marquardt said, we do have a handout, and we do list some of the things just to cut it a little short. The map says proposed tunnel, but we were in a hurry, and we didn't get that wiped out. That is actually completed. The stretch of trail goes along there, and we are requesting that $3.5 million to also accommodate future planning. Also, as you've all been hearing and saying, the citizens know, and you guys know, how important a state trail is to the impact of the economic boost to our local industries and the quality of life. We have numerous, businesses and stuff, letters of support that we've handed out, and we have more coming. From our health industry, especially with long-term care, Ecumen Detroit Lakes, Essentia Health, Sanford Health, have expanded their campuses greatly, becoming more regional center. They've also expanded in Frazee with Essentia Clinic. We have a number of manufacturing, Lakeshore, Bismarck Tool and Die, SJA, Electro System, Team Industry, Minnesota Manufacturing, which are expanding. And as you know, we need, and to retain team members, we need that quality of life and activities for them to do. And this is really important in our area. And it just creates that healthy environment and quality of life for everybody to recruit new employees. Also, it's a very popular tourist area, and we're bringing more and more people and dollars in from outside region. We've had a new bike shop open that we did not have one along the existing trail. And I'd just like to thank you for the time and take this consideration to move this forward for us. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony. Questions, members? Seeing none, the chair would renew his motion that House File 2782 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment Policy and Finance. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. The bill is
passed. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Finance. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Representative Hausman. Chair will move House File 2786 to bring the bill before the committee, and we will be re-referring the bill to the Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance Committee. The bill is before us. Representative Hausman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You were kind enough to hear an earlier bill of mine, and I appreciate this opportunity. And I should tell you, these are not my creation, but the work of the Parks and Trails Council. And you've heard many pieces of it today, and you hear the energy that local communities bring. I'm joined by the Legislative Committee Co-Chair Steve Cook and the Research and Policy Lead Andrew Ochtedahl, who will provide testimony.
Representative Hausman, I know that they're very large bills, but still we are limiting everybody in the amount of time, just so you're aware.
I think they both got the message.
Very good.
House File 2786 provides for asset preservation dollars to renew state park recreation areas, trails, and water access points. The Minnesota State Park System turns 125 years old this year, and that means many of those park buildings were built in the 1930s. You can imagine they need a certain amount of asset preservation. State parks and trails are a vital part of Minnesota and serve in so many ways. They conserve natural resources, they promote tourism, they sustain local communities. You've heard some of those messages today. And they encourage healthy lifestyles. I was just at the Parks and Trails Council, and they filled a large room. And after the panel, a physician walked up to me and said, physicians today, in fact, prescribe for their patients walking. So they've become part of a healthy lifestyle. State park visitation has been increasing, and these investments that we propose will ensure high levels of visitor experience and satisfaction as we preserve Minnesota's special places. Andrew Ochtedahl will give you brief testimony.
Mr. Chair, members, thank you. My name is Andrew Ochtedahl. I'm here with the Parks and Trails Council of Minnesota. Parks and Trails Council is a nonprofit organization representing 3,400 members. who are dedicated to acquiring, protecting, and enhancing critical land for the public's use and benefit. As a prominent partner supporting Minnesota State Parks and Trails, we have seen firsthand their wear and tear. Many park buildings are old, energy inefficient, and not up to accessibility standards. Campground shower and toilet buildings have crumbling tiles and are succumbing to mildew. Many park roads and bicycle trails haven't been repaved in over 20 years, and some hiking trails and bridges have become unsafe. We support this bill today because it would go a long ways towards fixing these problems. As Representative Hausman said, this is a special year for Minnesota State Parks and Trails because it represents 125 years since Lake Itasca, which was Minnesota's first and the nation's second state park, was established. For over 125 years, for five generations, 125 years, Minnesota State Parks and Trails have created special memories for all people of all backgrounds and all ages. And after so many years, 125 years marks an appropriate time to address the asset preservation needs facing the system. This bill would fund the repairs needed to ensure our parks are ready to receive the next generation of Minnesotans by renovating campgrounds, water access points, toilet and shower facilities, park roads, swimming beaches, and trails used by hikers, bicyclists, snowmobilers, and horseback riders. These projects are important because parks and trails are an important part of who we are and what we do as Minnesotans. Visitation to state parks is currently at an all-time high. Nearly 20% of these visitors are from outside of Minnesota. Of Minnesota's 35 most visited tourist destinations, 12 of them are state parks. And it's estimated that every dollar the legislature spends on state park and trail operations supports $10 in economic activity across the state. Funding these projects in our parks and trails is truly an investment, one that will improve outdoor recreation opportunities at every corner of the state, create construction jobs, and support many communities that rely on their local park and trail as community assets. I thank you for this time this afternoon and ask for your support on this bill.
Thank you.
And moving ahead to 2787.
We will move House File 2786, be recommended to pass, and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. Oh, Representative Considine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is the Cicada Trail going to be covered in this bill?
That's in the next one. 2787, we're going to talk about trails. Oh, it is? Never mind. I was wrong.
Representative Hausman.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative, yes, the Cicada Trail, the final 10 miles that need to be repaved is included in this amount.
Oh, good, because it's falling apart. Thank you.
Chair Reynolds' motion to House File 2786 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails. And now we'll move on to the next bill, Representative Hausman. And the Chair will move House File 2787 to bring the bill before us. And it's going to be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Policy, and Finance.
And this one provides acquisition development projects in Minnesota State Parks and along 11 state trails. All of these projects, and this is always the impressive thing to me, they originated with volunteers in their local communities. Many have been here. Maybe there's still some here, and they can raise their hands to show you they're here. Others have already left for home because they testified earlier. They do all of the work. They bring these issues to us, and they know that trails are good investments. The town I often use as an early learner was Lanesboro. These trails attract families. They provide transportation opportunities. They increase physical activity, and they bring in tourism dollars. So they serve in so many ways, and Steve Cook will speak to 2787.
Hi, good afternoon. My name's Steve Cook, and I'm a volunteer with the Parks and Trails Council of Minnesota. I co-chair the Legislative Committee, and we're a committee of volunteers that have backgrounds from being doctors, professors, teachers, past park and rec directors, as well as past local elected officials. The one common theme is that we all believe strongly in the value of parks and trails to our residents, our communities, and the state as a whole. We're charged to review projects that people bring to the Parks and Trails Council for support. And we do that by looking for different factors, including do the projects, well, will they provide high quality experiences for the users, enhance connectivity, help protect exceptional natural areas and also have local support. We believe all these projects in House File 2787 represent projects from across the state that meet those criteria. There's several that you haven't heard testimony on that are important to mention. One would provide matching funds for a federal trail grant to build a trail bridge connection in the city of Faribault. That will help enhance safety as well as connectivity. Also, an extension of the Swedish Immigrant Regional Trail in Chisago County through Interstate State Park into the city of Taylor's Falls, and also fund the Mississippi Blufflands Trail, which is part of the city of Red Wings Riverwalk Development Project. Park-wise, it will help continue development of the Lake Vermilion State Park, and also add new mountain biking trails and amenities at the popular Cuyuna Country Recreation Area. So, again, we just ask for your support.
The whole package.
Okay. Anything further, Representative Halsman?
Not unless there are
any questions, members? Representative Angel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the testifier who just completed, did your group have anything to do with the construction of a park building at Teta Gooch a couple of years ago where the general contractor was from out of state and refuses to pay subcontractors?
Mr. Chair, Representative, not that I'm aware of, but I'll double check on that and get back to you.
Yeah, I don't want to get pithy about it all, but please do that. You could.
Okay. The chair will renew his motion that House File 2787 be recommended and passed and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion prevails. The bill is on its way to the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Baker. The chair will move House File 3306, to bring the bill before the committee, and we recommend it pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I was actually in front of this committee a few weeks ago talking about the same bill, but the numbers were incorrect. I'll come back. I brought a fabulous president of our Sibley Improvement Association with me, a friend of mine, Ron Erpelding from Wilmer, and I'll let Ron just give a very quick testimony on this, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Please proceed and state your name for the record.
Ron Erpelding, a volunteer member of the Sibley State Park Improvement Association. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Representative Baker, it's my pleasure to appear before you and ask for your support for House File 3306, which, if passed and signed into law, would authorize $2,590,000 toward completing a trail connecting Sibley State Park and the Glacial Lakes Trail in New London, Minnesota. You've heard a lot about connectivity today and how important that is to maximize our natural resources and the treasures we have in Minnesota. In fact, everyone who's testified before you this afternoon has used that word. We're in that same category. We would connect two of the wonderful treasures, namely Sibley State Park west of New London, Minnesota, and the 36-plus miles of Glacial Lakes Trail running from Wilmer to Painesville. More specifically, the trail would be extended by approximately 5 miles. It would connect that beautiful Sibley Park, and as had been mentioned, it's one of Minnesota's top 10 most visited state parks in Minnesota, along with that 36-plus miles of the trail. It would create a multi-use trail extension for bicycling, hiking, running, inline skating, and horseback riding. As a result of the legislature's appropriation in 2014 of $1.299 million, we've made a great deal of progress to date. That progress includes the selection of the south side of County Road 40 between the existing trail of Glacial Lakes and the U.S. Highway 71 as the safest route to be used to connect the park and the state trail. Number two, a joint powers agreement's in place between the state and the New London Spicer School District to allow for construction of a portion of that trail on school grounds. Number three, of the 10 parcels of private land that need to be acquired, 7 have options to purchase sign, and 3 are still working on it, but if they choose not to, we would follow the right-of-way along Highway 40 on the south side. Using that route would take us to Highway 71, And some years ago, we were successful in encouraging you folks to expand the statutory boundary of Sibley State Park by about 154 acres, which, if it was obtained, would allow us to access the park under U.S. Highway 71 via a trail tunnel at the intersection of 71 and County Road 40. That 154-acre property has been purchased by the Parks and Trails Council of Minnesota. Accessing that property will allow that trail to connect directly and in the safest manner, as I mentioned before. For us, we're fortunate that the trail tunnel is included in MnDOT's 2017 mill and overlay project for that part of the highway. That MnDOT staff are also working on the trail design in cooperation with DNR and with funding from DNR. And finally, a 3,400 Transportation Alternatives TAP grant has been secured to assist with the cost of that trail tunnel and will be available in 2017. So basically, we are asking for your support to complete that segment of the trails and connect those two treasures in Minnesota. There is some urgency in that process, and that $2,590,000 would do three things for us. It would connect the trail. It would provide for that trail tunnel under Highway 71. And number three, it would provide the funds to reimburse Parks and Trail Council for that 154 acres. And there is some urgency for that to occur this session. The trail tunnel construction is part of, as I mentioned earlier, the 2007 mill and overlay project for that part of 71. And if it's not done now, that cost will increase significantly as far as the trail tunnel is concerned. And number two, that $304,000 TAPS funding grant is available only for 2017 and goes away if we're not successful in getting that tunnel out taken care of in 2017 as part of that project. That concludes our testimony. Thank you so much for allowing us to present this information, and certainly we're open to questions.
Thank you very much. Questions, members? Seeing no questions, the chair will renew his motion that House File 3306 be recommended to pass, be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, motion prevails. It's on the way to the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see, who do we got next? Representative Bly. The chair will move House File 2907, bring it before the committee, and we're going to send it to the Environment Finance Committee. Welcome. Please state your name, or please proceed.
Yes, Representative Bly, and thank you, Chair Hackbarth, for giving us the opportunity to present this bill. I have with me City Council Member Erica Zweifel, who will talk about the bill. I also am honored to have former City Council Member Peg Prova, who's been sort of the driving force behind the Milltown Trail. So
very good.
I'll let them go ahead.
Very good. Please state your name for the record.
Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Erica Zweifel, and I serve on the Northfield City Council, as well as the Milltown Trails Joint Powers Board. The Milltown Trail is a state trail that will connect the cities of Faribault, Dundas, Northfield, and Cannon Falls, and in doing so will also connect the Sakata Trail through the Milltown Trail to the Cannon Valley Trail, creating a connection of trails from Red Wing to Mankato. The Milltown Trail currently serves bikes, pedestrians, and snowmobiles between Northfield and Dundas, and will serve horses in the future with a dual track. This is my eighth year serving on both the Council and the Joint Powers Board. Over the course of those 8 years, the Milltown Trail has worked in partnership with the DNR to put large pieces of infrastructure in place at key locations along the trail. In Cannon Falls, we're finishing up a bike and pedestrian bridge spanning the Cannon River near Lake Bilsby. In Faribault, we put an underpass beneath Highway 60, and in Northfield, another bike and pedestrian bridge named after Peggy Prova across the Cannon River. The next phase for the Milltown Trail design and acquisition is to connect those pieces of key infrastructure with miles of trail. The cities of Faribault, Northfield, Dundas, and Cannon Falls recognize the economic impact of a state trail and the regional attraction that it will become. The trail is designed to capture the region's history of Milltown's agriculture, and the wild and scenic Cannon River. The trail is supported at the local level by the cities mentioned, as well as at the county and state level. We are very excited to have this opportunity to work toward connecting the Milltown Trail to the Sakata Trail and Cannon Valley Trail, and creating a critical stretch of trail in a major trail system. I also would like to express my support for the previous House File 2787, which contains another piece of this trail, And I thank you for this opportunity and for the support of House File 2907.
Very good. Another testifier?
You want to say anything?
Speak your name for the record.
We appreciate your support on this part that's 6.10 miles. I'm Peggy Prova, former city council person in Northfield.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Any questions, members? Seeing none, the chair will renew his motion that House File 2907 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance.
Thank you.
All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. It's on its way to the Finance Committee. Thank you. Representative Hansen. Chair will move House File 3107 to bring it before the committee, and we're going to be moving it to the Environment Finance Committee. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The Big Rivers Regional Trail, it's another trail project. I know you're at the edge of your seats for another trail project, and I'll go quickly.
We're all trails. We're all about trails today.
I'll go quickly so we're not pithy, I guess, Representative Anzell. This is, I think the key thing with this project is it's a 50-50 match. So if we receive the $824,000 from bond proceeds, that'll be matched by Dakota County. And this is brings the project up for ADA accessibility, natural resource improvements, and running water toilets. And I have County Commissioner Schuweiler with me.
State your name for the record.
Nancy Schuweiler. I'm a Dakota County Commissioner. Good afternoon, Chair Hackbarth and members of the committee. On behalf of the Dakota County Board of Commissioners, I'd like to thank you for your consideration to House File 3107, requesting $824,000 of state bonding, leveraging a local county match of the same to construct a needed trailhead at the Big Rivers Regional Trail. The project improves the Big Rivers Regional Trailhead to provide increased accessibility to trail users of all ages and abilities, and provides essential services such as toilets, running water, parking, and wayfinding information to one of the most popular regional greenway trails south of the Minnesota River in the metropolitan area. The project is affiliated with the state-designated Mississippi River Trail, Fort Snelling State Park, and the Metropolitan Regional Park System. As you're heading south on 35E out of St. Paul and crossing the Mississippi River, if you look upstream to the west, you will see the confluence of the Minnesota River, and the trail on the south side of the Mississippi River is the Big River Regional Trail. The trailhead is located upstream of the confluence at a historic WPA overlook and adjacent to a historic WPA work camp in Fort Snelling State Park. This has a very interesting history, as it was one of the few black-only WPA camps in Minnesota. The location of the Big Rivers Regional Trailhead facility is a linchpin location connecting the three most populated counties in Minnesota. The trail connects to Minneapolis via Hennepin County Minnehaha Park and the Grand Rounds via the Mendota Bridge. The trail connects to St. Paul and Ramsey County, Harriet Island, and Lilydale Regional Parks, and it provides one of the few critical links to Dakota County south of the river. The trail's unique regional connectivity, convenient location, and special recreational quality with superior views of the Minnesota and Mississippi River valleys have resulted in it being the most popular regional greenway south of the Minnesota River, serving 136,500 visitors year-round. The request improves an inadequate trailhead that currently has one porta-potty, no running water, a small parking lot that's inadequate to current demand, and a lack of accessibility for a public facility. The funds would provide an ADA-compliant modern toilet building with running water, expand the parking to accommodate current and future public needs, provide an information station that informs visitors of wayfinding, regional connections, and interpretation of the WPA work camp and the historic river valley. It will restore impacted natural resources. The project is preliminarily designed and will be ready for construction in 2017. I want to thank you again, Chair Hackbarth, and members of the committee for your consideration of House File 3107, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions, members? Seeing none, the chair renews his motion that House File 3107 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment, Natural Resources, Policy, and Finance. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. It's on its way to the Finance Committee.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Eklund. Last bill. Doesn't mean you can take all day about it.
It'll be fast, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Eklund moves House File 3337 to bring it before the committee, and will be referred to the Finance Committee. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a bonding bill for $8 million for the Lake Vermilion Sedan Underground Mine State Park. And with that, I have Philip, I hope I don't butcher your name, Leversedge, from Deputy Director from the DNR to testify to the specifics, Mr. Chair.
Please proceed. State your name for the record and who you represent.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm Phil Leversedge. I'm the Deputy Director of the Division of Parks and Trails with the DNR. And I'm here on behalf of Representative Eklund to provide some background on his bill. This request would provide funding for construction of the Lake Lodge Visitor Center at Lake Vermilion Sedan Underground Mine State Park. It's the next step of development that we have planned there. The Lake Lodge would be a blend of a traditional state park visitor center and a trail center. It would provide year-round opportunities for both quiet activities and for active recreation in and out. The visitor center would be accessible by vehicle, by boat from the lake, and by snowmobile via the park snowmobile trail system. The visitor center would provide interpretive activities and interpretive displays, interpreting the natural and cultural history of Lake Vermilion Sedan Underground Mine. The proposal would also provide initial funding for development of four additional features at Lake Vermilion: the South Driving Campground, which would be a 15 to 20 site vehicle hike-in, bike-in campground; the Matson Bay Camp, which would be a remote lodging facility with either camper cabins or platform wall tents; and then two additional features on the south side of Highway 169, the Jasper Peak Fire Tower, which is a historic fire tower. It would provide access to that fire tower along with interpretive displays and access to the tower. And then lastly, the Murray Spur Campground, which is being designed to accommodate OHV use in conjunction with the Prospector Trail. That's also a proposal that's moving through the bonding program.
Questions, member? Representative Considine?
What's OHV? Thank you, Mr.
Off-highway Chair. Off-highway vehicles. It would be a combination of ATV and possibly other off-highway vehicle use. So campground wouldn't be exclusive to that use, but it would be designed to accommodate that use and easy access out via the Murray Road.
Very good. Representative Anzel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, of course, this is a good idea, and this is a unique mining site and a mining experience that people should be able to see and to share and to experience. But it does irritate a guy when you find out that the DNR, on the one hand, wishes to expand these kinds of venues, and then on the other hand, they're trying to shed existing facilities, mining related, such as the Hill Annex State Park in Calumet. I find that very odd that they wouldn't continue to support what we already have in addition to supporting new venues. It's just my complaint of the day, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Other questions, members? Representative Metza?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a little tidbit about myself for the committee. I hold our family record. There's a little train if you get to the bottom of the tour, and it's quite fun, actually. You roll around all the different sites underground there, at least back before the neutrino labs were in. I don't know if it's still all intact for the whole part, but I could keep my eyes open the longest without blinking on that train. So it's fun if you haven't done it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Representative Eklund renews his motion that House File 2894 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment Policy and Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? What? I said the wrong bill number? I'm sorry. Representative Eklund moves House File 3337 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Finance Committee. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. The bill's on its way.
Thank you.
Members, I'd like to thank Representative Cornish for bringing the beer sausage and the venison sausage. It was very, very good. Thank you. And thank you for the cookies.
So that was Representative Eklund, not me.
Oh, thank you for the cookies, Representative Eklund.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, Representative Urusel.
On the list of bills, one of Representative Eklund's bills is missing. On this
not
list?
On there?
Yeah, HF 2758 is not on there.
Members, in our pack we have that. Oh, yeah, that's a this is only about the trails.
Oh, okay.
Different
thank
bill.
You. That explains
yeah.
it. Thank
this
you.
This is only about the trail recommendations. Yeah, please fill out your recommendations on the list of trails that you prefer to see get done. With that, members, meeting is adjourned.